How do we know Jesus was coming? How do we know? How do we know heaven will exist? Exist. How do we know? Maybe just a story. Maybe just Paul and Peter try to intimidate everybody to behave. Otherwise, lightning. So yeah, lightning will punish you. Huh? Our Chinese culture. Why do we not? It's very important. How can we assure Jesus will come to judge everybody? It's very important. Otherwise, I don't have to come to church. I don't have to do this. I don't have to be pastor. I can resign, go home. Right? Because the Holy Spirit. The promise, this is Jesus promised many things to us. When he said, when I ascended to the heaven, then I will ask our Father to send the Holy Spirit to you, the Holy Spirit. So he ascended to the heaven. And then at the Pentecost, the disciples received the Holy Spirit from above. So we do know whatever Jesus said before is true. Because his promise come true. Just one of them, right? So he promised many things to us. And gradually it will come true. So if the first things he promised to us come true, then we can believe the second one. If the second one also come true, then we can believe the third one. Right? Otherwise, how can we believe? How can I believe? You receive education, right? You study in a school. You are not illicit. You study. You know the world. So how can we believe? This is very important because of the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, how can we believe heaven? Maybe you say, oh, because pastor, you say so. Pastor just a human being. Pastor, you trust pastor, right? Pastor also have the Holy Spirit. So pastor believe because the other pastors also receive the Holy Spirit. So we do know Jesus is coming. Then we cannot stick this conviction. Don't be drifted away. So go back to Matthew chapter 24. Verse 9. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Verse 10, and then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. 11, then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Verse 12, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Okay. The love of many will grow cold. So some member ask me, their pastor, do you think our TGC will be better than before? Our TGC will be better? Will be better or get worse? Will be getting better or worse? Huh? Better? TJC. Because always we say TJC, we are only one can be saved. And God will bless us so we can preach to anywhere, you see, in Africa, South America, Argentina, everywhere, even mainland China, right? Look at the Bible, look at the Bible. 12, because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold, will become cold. Our love will fade away. Many. You just turn around, turn your head around, see, look at each other. How about 20 years later, some of you may leave us. They may leave us. They may run away because there's loneliness. So our love will fade away, not as the beginning so strong, not in the beginning. In the early days, of course, the brothers and sisters, like a semi-family, so they help each other. But some of them cheat others emotionally, financially. They take advantage of Christian love. They abuse Christian love. So they cheat us. Then if you are victims, then of course you say, no more. Next time, if you need your help, sorry, no more. But in the beginning, you are so willing to help others, right? In the beginning, if somebody needs your help, then you are willing to help others. But right now, some of you may change attitude, may change mindset, because you suffer. You get lost from cheating. So because the loneliness increase, then the love will fade away, will become cold. Thirteen, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. So this is a very important statement, important sentence. Those who endure to the end will be saved. Even other people drifted away, walk away from the faith. You don't have to care about other people's faith. Right? Endure. Because we have strong conviction. We have experience of the goodness of heaven. We have tasted already. Like coffee. Starbucks coffee is good, right? You love it? How many of you will drink Starbucks coffee with your hand? You love it? How's the taste? Very good, okay, very good, right? He said very good. So go there. Coffee, very good, delicious, right? Smell good. How about the taste of God's goodness? God's goodness is also good. So the Bible encourages us to taste the goodness of God. And we taste already, it's good, right? Oh, God's grace, so nice. God's protection, why, so nice. Hallelujah, Amen. Right? God's word is so good, right? So good, the Bible, so good. Read it every day. And sometimes they shed tears, right? Because it was so touched by the word of God. So good, give you comfort, give you strength. give you some idea, give you some direction, give you the light. You know, sometimes you didn't know how to do, but the Bible will give you the light, give you the direction. Thank God, hallelujah. You taste already, right? So good. So stay in the faith. Endure. You know, sometimes you might suffer if you want to keep this word. In the school, especially in your school system, because nowadays the government try to separate religion and state, right? Religion and state. So they won't allow the school to offer prayer, to offer praying in the school, to offer any form of religious activities in the school. No gospel in the school, no preaching, right? How about you? Even the textbook teaching, there's no God. One day, maybe. Because right now they teaching evolution, right? Instead of creation. But how about you? To you, it's a challenge. Internet. Someday we might become victim of internet. So we have endure. The last tribulation, so many things will happen to us. Because the Bible, Jesus told us beforehand, he told us already beforehand. So no matter what happened to others, no matter what happened to us, stay in the faith. Stay on the track, because this track is good. Let's turn to Isaiah. Isaiah 40 some chapters tells about there is one highway, which chapter? The holy way, highway, and if anyone walk on it, then will never fail. Like chapter 45 or 40. The highway, there is a highway. It's different, yeah. Right. Huh? 35章. Oh, yeah, 35 verse 8, yeah, 35章. Thank you. A highway shall be there and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. Verse 9. No lion shall be there, nor shall any reverence beast go up on it. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. So we are be redeemed. We are saved one. So there, no lion, then lion will devour you, will attack you. Then you will become the victims. But if we walk on this path, then shall not go astray. When stay there, never fail. Because here, God will protect us to stay. Even some people walk away or they love my faith away, but I stay there. We go back, Matthew chapter 24. Chapter 24, verse 27. For us the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. 28, for wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. So those two verses tell us the major message. 27, lightning, because lightning coming so quick, right? Very quick. So describe Jesus' second coming will be fast, very quick. When he's coming, then for you, for everybody, there's no time for us to prepare. The lightning shoot. You know, some people struck down by lightning. Did you have time to escape? When you see the lightning, can you say, oh, wait, okay, let me walk away. You don't have time, right? When some people are struck by the lightning, they don't have time to escape. No time. So very fast. And also, from east of the earth to the west of the earth, right? So the global, the whole area. Nowadays, when you heard earthquake there, earthquake here, it's only local, right? Only local. Like earthquake in China, earthquake in Chile. It's only locally. Earthquake in California is locally, not happened in China, in Argentina, in Philadelphia, right? It's only locally. But how about the last day? The last day will be from the east of the earth to the west of the earth. So the global, the whole area, it doesn't matter where you live. You know, sometimes members ask me, hey, Pastor, you walk everywhere, you visit every city. Which city is good to live? Arizona, Phoenix. If you consider Phoenix, it's a good place to live, raise your hand. Dry, very dry, humid. If you have arthritis, go there. How about LA? Raise your hand. LA? No. San Jose? Philadelphia? Philly? No. Chicago, beautiful city. I lived there for 10 years. Nowhere. Even Hawaii, Pastor Buddhist said Hawaii like a heaven, right? So beautiful, so nice. Everywhere, tribulation. Because the lightning from the east of the earth to west. Everywhere. Then, verse 28. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagle will be gathered together. The carcass, the eagle eat carcass. Eagles eat carcass. Like if you spread the scrum on the ground, then the birds were coming to eat. Right? So this is a different thing. This is even 3 years old baby. They knew these tools. They knew they will know this effect. When they spread some bread, and the birds were coming. If you feed them, they will come. So this is common sense. So Jesus' second coming is common sense. This is common sense. There's no room to debate. No room to doubt. Okay. Then from 32, Jesus says some parables about his coming. 32. Now, learn these parables from the fig tree. When its branch already become tender and put forth leaves, you know that the summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near. It doors. So Jesus is the doors, very near. They knock at your door. Hey, wake up, don't sleep. Wake up, watch for, be careful. I'm coming soon. Go to church. Don't sleep until 11 o'clock. Don't be lazy. Serve brothers and sisters. Serve the Lord. Go to church for service. Knock the door at the door. And 36. But of that day, the hour, no one knows, even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So when Jesus was coming, he didn't tell us. He didn't tell us. Yeah. Of course, some people want to, I don't know, for what reason, what's the motives of them. But they just try to prophesy when Jesus will come. Like the pastor from Family Radio, he prophesied 2012, October 20th, Jesus will come. This is big news. So when you prophesy, Jesus will come next month, also will become bigger news. Then TJC, David prophesied, and then TJC will become big news in headline in the Times magazine or in the Times, New York Times, right? But Jesus did not tell us any time. What time, what hours, we don't know. But coming soon at the door. And in the third day, what happened? 47. But as the days of Noah were, so also will this coming of the Son of Man be. 38. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And 39. And did not know until the flood came and took them all with, so also will the coming of the sons of Man be. Like right now, eating, drinking, right, working, enjoying, vacation. This is everybody's daily life. Right? So how many of us put this issue, put this topic in our heart? How many of us in our heart we remember Jesus will come soon? But when the flood came, I said, wait, okay, I have to prepare. Let me go home to tell my mom, go home to tell my father, hey, sorry, too late, no time, right now. So be watchful. 42. Watch, therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But therefore, Jesus tell us, watch, keep alert. 44, therefore, you also be ready. So how to prepare for Jesus' second coming? We have to watch for. Today, tomorrow, and do we have to care about what day, when? Because many of us, like read the book of Revelation, you know, Revelation have many seals, right? Many seals. And some of them ask, what seals we are now? What seals? For the seal, second seal, third seal. We don't have to care about this, right? Only care about, are we ready? Are you ready? That's why we sing the hymns. Are you ready? This is most important. Because we cannot control our life. Right? You live here today. Very good, I can see you. But how about next hour? What happened to me? What happened to you? Do you know? Do I know? I don't know. How about tomorrow? I don't know. God holds tomorrow. So we've got to prepare every day. We don't have to consider, we don't have to care about, worry about when, what seals we are now. Only care about, am I ready? Okay, then continue. Jesus says some parables to encourage us. 45 and chapter 25. Okay, so we read chapter 25. These were famous three parables in chapter 25. The parable of the wise and the foolish virgins. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Because it's a wedding process, the wedding. Then Jesus coming just like a wedding, the wedding process. And of course, bride will meet bridegroom, like in wedding ceremonies. Then the sisters, your father will lead you and then wait on a red carpet to meet your husband. You will be husband in the chapel and then hand you over to your husband. Right? Yeah. So you are waiting for this moment. Right? Even right now, you have to pray. And the husband, brother, you too, right? Here, you will meet your wife. In here, not in outside. Here, we are here, temple, God's temple. So be holy. Be holy. So you are qualified to have the wedding process, wedding ceremony in the chapel. So the last day, 10 virgins waiting for their bridegroom. Now, 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. And those who were foolish, the Bible says foolish, took their lamps, took no oil with them. Lamp, but no oil. So what use of the lamp? No use, right? Will become useless. Car without gas, useless. Right? What's the car for? No meaning. Make no sense. So in the same way, the lamp without oil will become nonsense. So no words at all, no words at all. So if our lamps without oil, just like words in the eyesight of God, will become worthless, 没有用了, 废物, junk. And what's oil? Holy Spirit. So Paul encouraged us, always be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is a power. It's a power. The Holy Spirit will help us to transform our character. Transform our character. The Holy Spirit will strive with us. Strive. 我们 did something wrong, then the Holy Spirit will tell you, Abby, John, you did something wrong. Buddy. Because the Holy Spirit and us are friends, right? So the Holy Spirit said, hey. I said, oh, you ready? I did something wrong? Oh, thank you. Then you correct yourself. But if the Holy Spirit try to knock you, try to correct you, right? And they say, I don't care. Because young guy, your word is, I don't care, right? In school, I don't care. Hey, why you teach your inside out? I don't care. So cool, huh? Hey, why your hair like this way? I don't care. Hey, church service, 11 o'clock, you got to go to church. I don't care. You don't care? Yes, you don't care. If one day you go to the hell, are you care? Of course, at that time, you care. So we have to care everything. Don't say, I don't care. This mindset, this attitude. Okay, young guy, your peers, I call them many people, I don't care. I say, it's not right. You got to be care. Okay, so the Holy Spirit, filled with the Holy Spirit always, and to help us, to transform us, and remind us the Word of God, the Word of God. Because when we have the Holy Spirit, then you need, if you are in need, then the Holy Spirit will pop up the Word of God in your mind. So the first thing is that the Holy Spirit, always be filled with the Holy Spirit. So I pray every day. We have to pray. Do you pray every day? How many of you pray every day? Raise your hand. Okay, good. For 10 minutes, prayer 10 minutes, over and 10 and longer. Raise your hand. Okay. I need every hour, 147. I always amuse myself. I love it. If you say, hey, Pastor, it's wrong. I need you every hour. Right? Every hour, we need the Holy Spirit to abide in us. Yeah. Okay, then chapter 25, verse 14. So the first purpose encourages us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. 14. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his good to them. 15. And to one he gave five talents, to another two, and to another one each according to his own ability. See, according to his ability. So God is a merciful God. God is a reasonable God. God is a reasonable God. Remember, it's a reasonable. So according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey, 16. Then he who had received the five talents went and traded with them and made another five talents. I just wonder how he know how to trade. Trade in stock market, we call trade. Trade in stock market. Do you have, when you browse the internet, how many of you try to browse the stock market? Raise your hand. To see what look like. Stock market, raise your hand. No, you are too young. How about your parents? Raise your hand, your parents. sometimes, okay. So you know this concept, trade, T-R-A-D-E, yeah, trade. But there's no guarantee to gain money, right? No guarantee, you know, no guarantee, yeah. But this, yeah, guarantee. So I just wonder how this man know how to trade, like how to play the stock market, how to trade in the stock market. It's very complicated. Yeah. IBM is good. I don't know, maybe, right? Microsoft stock is good. I don't know. I'm not a specialist. Right? So how do we have to learn how to trade? And see this one, yeah? Bible did not hold the special seminar for him, right? Like right now, we have hold all kinds of seminar, but no seminar, right? Then he went, so no doubt, right? When we serve the Lord, no doubt, there's no doubt. We don't have to hesitation. We don't have to hesitate. When church assigns you to lead him, oh, let me think about, huh? You think of what? Huh? Say yes to Jesus, right? Say yes. Don't say no to Jesus, say yes. Yes. Because in God's promise, always say yes. Right? God always say yes to us. Yes. So don't say no. When you say no, and how about if God say no to you? You pray like, pray to God honestly. God, please help me, huh? My grade almost to fail, to F. Fail. F is fail, not fine. Don't consider F is fine. Even some people say F is fine. Yeah. But you have to do your best. And then pray to God, God, please. Then God said no to you. You know God said no to you? How many of you don't care? Raise your hand. Even God said no to you. Right? How about you? When you say no to God, how about if one day God said no to you in return? How would you feel? You'd be crying. So like this man, huh? When he received 5 talents, he went immediately and traded immediately. No doubt, no hesitation. Because God gave you according to your ability, so you can do it. You know how to do it. Just go ahead. When we go ahead, then we will gain 5 talents. So we can see, when you do all the credit, finally, all the credit you have done will return back to you, will return to you. The credit will go back to you. If you donate $5, $5 will go back to you. If you donate 1 minute to God, God will give 1 minute back to you. You can live 1 minute longer. Why not? That's a good trade, huh? Why not? Because we don't have faith. We don't have understand God's mercy. We don't understand God's power. So sometimes we just refuse to do it. The present package is there. But we don't know how to access the package. Right? So good. So we have to trade immediately. Say yes to Jesus. Even we didn't know how to lead him, we didn't know how to do a translation, but the church will help us to do it. The first time, maybe awkward, right? Maybe, because inexperienced. Me too. The first time I deliver sermon, and shaking, nervous, tremble. Yeah, first time, everybody, me too, don't worry about. But the second time, third time, one day you can be a leader in your classroom too, in your society, because the society, not just you know how to study, also your character, your leadership. Okay. Where to practice in the church? In the outside, you say, hey, I want to be practicing leadership. Who are you? Huh? You come here to practice leadership? Who are you? No way. But in the church, the church assigned you to do this, assigned to help SLC, right? This is leadership. How to organize. So you have to take chance to practice, to edify yourself. This is God give you a chance, right? Take the chance, don't miss it. This is so practical. So like this, okay. Then, verse 19. Verse 23. His Lord said to him, well done. Good, well done. This is not barbecue, well done, huh? Not a beef. This is well done. Good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things, see? Only a few things. Don't consider you do that thing for the Lord. Only a few. I will make you rule over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. The joy in Chinese say, quite happiness. So enjoy, coming to enjoy the happiness of your Lord. Happiness. Our human being pursue happiness, right? Everybody pursue happiness. Why you have to eat? Because when you eat, you feel happy, right? You just pet your stomach, hey, oh, dim sum, hey, good. Today, barbecue, oh, so good, delicious, hey. Try to bring happiness to you, right? Why you have to make money? Make money also make your life feel happy. Right? Your parents try to bring the happiness to you. So everybody just try to bring happiness to themselves. This is our life. But where is the real happiness? In the heaven, right? Enter into the joy of your Lord. Happy. So this is the resource and also the source of the happiness. And 25. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. So the one received one talent. And 24, the one who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, see? So this one received one talent, then he considered the Lord is hard man. Hard man means it's very hard to please. 很难讨喜欢的, because when I do this, you criticize me. When I do that, you criticize me. Like some members be elected as the council member. Then whatever he does, the members always criticize him. Then turn out, he say, okay, no more. I want to quit. Because I do this, he criticize me. I do that, he criticize me either. So what can I do? It's very hard to please everybody, right? So I quit. Like one, the people receive one talent. I quit my job because you are the person very difficult to please. Our God, is that a God? Our God like this? No. Because he didn't truly know our God. I say again, our God is so reasonable, right? Reasonable. Yeah. So we have to, just like the person who received 5 talents and the person who received 2 talents. Yeah. And this means we have to serve our Lord, our brothers and sisters. Say yes to the Lord, to Jesus. And then last parables, last parables, 37, verse 37. Then the righteous will answer him saying, Lord, when did we see, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? 38. When did we see, I emphasize see, when did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? 39. Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to see you? 40. And the king will answer and say to him, to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. So this is the last chance to judge, and based on the love. So the love will become the last criteria of judgment. The love. When I'm here, if I speak like some pastor in the TV evangelist, right? Oh, wow. And so many members join, right? Oh, this is pastor good, huh? He lift up. He lift everybody up in the spirit. Oh, good, 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 yeah. But no love, no use, right? No use. I perform miracles in the name of Jesus, heal you. Wow, right? Without love, nothing, nothing. So love will become the last criteria of judgment, remember. If we have a very good talent, gifted, but no love, nothing. So how to perform the love? He will say, because the righteous say, when did we see? When did we see? Right? 3 times. When did we see? And see means observe. Observe. How many of you have been participated in science fair? Science. Raise your hand. Science. Okay. You know, sometimes you have to observe the process, right? Observe. Right. You may observe 1 day, 2 days to see the change. Then you can make a report. Oh, I don't know. If this way, then what happened? Right? If this way, then what happened? You have to observe. So observe, which means you will take some period of the time to see, right? So take time to see. So how to carry out our love? We have to take time to see, right? To observe what you need. What you need, right? To observe what you need. If I only say, hey, Tiffany, how are you? You're good, right? You say, how are you? You're good, right? Then that's it, right? Then I walk away. Right? How are you? Then you say, I'm good. Right? So this is superficial. If only superficial greeting, how can I know your need? Right? It makes sense to you. If only say, hey, how are you? Even if your temperature go up to 104, right? Fever, high fever. You just say, I'm okay, right? Then I didn't know. So how do I know your need? I have to observe long time, right? Befriend and maybe visit your house to see what is your need. If I go to your house, right? Oh, no. No table, no dining table, right? Hey, my house, I have an extra dining table. I give you one more, I give you one. Because I visit you, so I know your need, right? Otherwise, you are so shame to say, hey, Pastor, hey, can you give me one dining table, right? But if I go to your house, I know your need. Right? So we have to take time to observe And also, need the patience, need the patience, need the energy. So how to carry out our love? Observe, need the time, right? Need the energy. Because if you go prison to see someone, go to some house, you need energy. You need determination. Not just talk. You have to put action. Like a TV maker, right? Cut, action! Right? Then they have to move, right? If you only sit there, everybody sit there, keep a silence. Can they do action? No, right? So when, you know, the film maker, huh, always they have some ball, right? If the doctor says, okay, cut, right? And then action, they will air action. Then if the actor, they all say some, say this, do that. If you kill people, they will pretend so angry. I'm so angry, I cannot control myself. You are so bad, you hurt me. That's what we call action. So in the same way, we have to put action. That action needs energy. Are you willing, right? In our Dallas church, there is a brother who sit in a wheelchair. And usually, nobody care of him. So I just talk to one young, like your age. I said, hey, don't just talk because youth, right, always they a group, right? They join a group, then they're loving them. Then ignore the person who sitting wheelchair. I said, hey, you, any of you, huh, that prepare the meal, right? Just go prepare the meal for him and serve on the table, right? Okay, put it before him. Can you do that? David, can you do that? Yes, right? Then why not? Because you didn't observe, right? You didn't observe what he needed. You didn't observe. If you observe with your heart, then of course, you're so pitiful, huh? You sit on the wheelchair, right? It's not convenient for you to get a meal. So let me get it for you. Observe. They need time, energy, and also need a heart. Okay. So again, this is the last criteria of judgment. Love. Okay, so you guys, you have two eyes, right? How many eyes do you have? Two eyes. Why God created two eyes for you and me? Because observe, to see, observe. Of course, I have four eyes, because God says, not two eyes. So we can see, observe. And then many of you have four eyes too. Yeah. So observe. God created us, four eyes, two eyes, to observe the brothers and sisters' need. Okay. So how to prepare? We have to prepare, get ready for Jesus' second coming. Okay. Let's pray in silence.